Doctors gave Joy Maloney 10 minutes to live. Learn how supernatural languages literally saved her life. Next, on this edition of It's Supernatural. Hello, Sid Roth, your investigative reporter, here with Jim and Joy Maloney. And I want you to know something. When you hear a supernatural voice from the invisible realm, you better listen, because the truth of the matter is you started moving in hearing supernatural voices, and you gave this woman here a prophecy. What did you tell her back in college?
Well, Sid, what it was, I just felt that the Lord wanted to use me to hear his voice and to share to individuals words of encouragement and comfort and edification. And so one afternoon, as I began to step out and minister to various students at Christ for the Nations, where she and I were attending, I just felt that this word rose up within my spirit, and I went up to her and I prophesied. I said, truly the Lord saw you this morning underneath the tree by the picnic table. I was getting a vision of this.
Joy, was that true? Were you under a picnic table?
Yes, it was about 6 a.m. when the sun came up. I went to a little private park behind our dorm, and I was seeking the Lord about my ministry.
Okay, so what else?
And then I said, you were crying out to God for understanding concerning your life and your ministry. And I went on to say, the Lord would say to you, daughter, that truly you will have a ministry among my people. And the Lord would further say, you will marry a traveling minister and have two children. And tears streamed down her eyes, and I looked at her. I'd never met her before, and I said, isn't that a great word, sister? God bless you. Hallelujah.
So everything he was saying, you were saying this was true. What else did you say?
Well, that was basically it, but I married her 9 weeks later. So
9 weeks? You're not impulsive, are you?
No, not a bit.
You had to fulfill that word.
But where do you come in on this? What was, did you know you were going to get married?
The Lord had already shown me when I was 17 that I would marry a traveling minister. Yes, I knew that.
No, but I'm going to elaborate on that word that you were given way back then. And I want you to ponder this. I believe that what God was saying when he said, my people, he was not talking about Christians per se. I believe that he was talking about Jewish people, and I believe it hasn't even started yet. But I believe that you are going to find that you are going to be doing something with Jewish people. But that, and by the way, I have found many people that have a supernatural call from God on their life. It's almost like the devil doesn't know what it is, but he tries to snuff their life out. That's exactly what happened to you. Tell me, Jim, about the first time God tried the devil tried to kill your wife.
Well, we'd just been married about a year or so, and she had a cyst that developed within her body. And one afternoon it burst, and she just began to internally bleed to death. And 3 or 4 hours went by, and I just knew something was wrong, and so I rushed her to the emergency ward, and it took about a 7-hour process of getting through to the specialist. Well, in the meantime, they take her to the back room, the various doctors and interns, and...
Joe, were you conscious of anything going on at this point, or are you out?
No, I was very conscious and very much in pain.
But you were like, how much blood left her?
Half.
Half your blood left. Yes. I don't know a whole lot about that, but it doesn't sound good to me.
My whole abdomen had swollen up, just filled with
blood. I mean, you're doing that. Are you exaggerating, or was that?
Well, it was quite large. I mean, just very noticeable how much it had swollen up.
Okay, what happened?
Well, I was hearing her screaming in the back because they were testing and prodding her and pushing and trying to find out what was wrong. And I'm hearing her in the back room, and I'm in the foyer of the hospital, and I just felt utterly... just inadequate in what do I do, you know? So I just begin to pray. Well, we believe scripturally that the Lord has blessed us with what's termed the baptism in the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly language that is used to help stand in the gap and pray in the Spirit, and the Holy Spirit gives us that ability. And so I just begin to activate my faith, and I prayed like I'd never prayed before in my life.
It was a language that your mind did not understand.
Mm-hmm.
And you're praying this out loud?
Well, I was in the foyer. Of course, they probably thought I was a little strange, but it didn't make any difference what anybody thought. They were sitting around because this was my young bride. And I just kept praying in the spirit, and there was tremendous conflict.
Was this life critical?
This was life-threatening, because she was internally bleeding. And they couldn't find out what was wrong. There was approximately about 4.5 to 5 hours of testing. They couldn't find anything. They didn't know what was wrong. And I'm hearing her, as I said, and I'm praying, and I'm just repeating to the Lord, Lord, this is the young lady that you gave me for a life and a lifetime of ministry together. And I kept reminding him, you know, Lord, I gave that prophecy. I'm not yet a traveling minister. We don't have 2 children. And so I kept reminding the Lord of the promise and standing and warring, as the Bible says, with the word that God had given me earlier, a warfare. And God just really did intervene very powerfully.
Well, obviously, you're here today. Okay, so that was the first time. Second time, briefly, what happened to her?
Well, not too far after that season of time, what, about a year later, lineage or her hereditary, you know, makeup, she had a propensity towards heart issues. Family members had died at an early age because of heart conditions. And so one evening, she had taken some medication, had an adverse reaction, and it just virtually stopped her heart. She just had a heart attack at 23. Mm. And I just rushed in to the bedroom. And the scripture came to me, Sid, the scripture came to me that in the Old Testament, the prophet of the Lord, when the little boy had died, had stretched out on the little boy 3 times, and life came back into the little boy. And my wife, she was having a heart attack, flush white.
So what did you do?
I virtually picked her up.
I was on the floor.
On the floor. She was on the floor, laying on the floor, having a heart attack. I picked her up, threw her on the bed. I mean, this boldness just rose up within me, and threw her on the bed and stretched out and began to, once again, to pray in that heavenly language, you see, because I needed the help of the Holy Spirit, His intervention. And as I was praying underneath, she said, what did you
well,
sense?
Well, it already felt like a piano was on my chest.
Well, I don't know if you were that big back then, but
being with him on top, yes.
That didn't
now
help,
I
did
really
it?
Had pressure.
You mean it had nothing to do with him, that weight that you had?
Oh, but yeah. The, you know, the crushing of when you're going into a cardiac arrest.
Could you feel any power coming from him?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
What
and
do you
and
mean?
The severe pain and the knotting of the heart, this power started emanating from his body to mine as a channel of the Lord to me. And the anointing of God, which is a supernatural power of God, began to go directly right into my heart. It was like a muscle spasm so tight. And I began to feel it just start to loosen up. And something warm, like oil, was flowing over my heart.
Whoa, that warmth. It's starting to pour out right now. We'll be right back after this, but interactive time. Get ready to have that warmth come right into you. Be right back after this word.
Hello, YouTube Mishpocha. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. This is Sid Roth. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. If you've been blessed by this show, please subscribe. Then click the bell so you won't miss a single episode of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth, your investigative reporter, here with Dr. Jim and Joy Maloney. 3 times she almost died, but a supernatural language and supernatural power spared her life. This supernatural language, it intrigues me. Joy, you came from a background that didn't even believe in this. How did you start speaking in this supernatural language?
When I was 14, my older brother David received this unusual experience with the Lord, and God's presence filled his heart, and he began to speak in another language that he had not learned. And he found that language so useful in prayer and worship.
Why is this? I mean, to my mind, to speak a language that he'd never learned, why is this good? Why is this, I mean, it's interesting, but why is it beneficial?
Well, I think think our human minds are somewhat limited, and we can only dream up certain amount of words and expressions to express ourselves. And we are trying to express yourself to the Lord because that's what prayer is. You're talking to Him and He can talk back to you. And you sometimes feel a lack, like I'm just not able to fully express myself like I would like to. And in times of worship, you know, there are just so many words in the English language that we have to express ourselves to the Lord. Also, I think the Holy Spirit knows how to pray the best way, better than we do with our own minds.
So tell me how this happened to you.
Okay. I was 14 and my older brother David had received this experience. I was very confused about it because my family didn't go along mm-hmm. with it. And I had a habit of going over to my father's empty church every morning. My father was a pastor. And I would go pray every morning for my own time with the Lord. One morning I came back to my bedroom and the house was empty. I was all alone. And I just began to weep and cry. I said, Lord, if this experience that my brother received from you, that he says he received from you, if it's real, if it's really from you, I'm just going to ask you to do something unusual right now. I'm going to ask you to tell my brother to come right back home, come in my bedroom, lay his hands on me and pray for me that I can also speak in a supernatural language. Well, at that very moment, little known to me, my brother, who was walking to the post office, heard an audible voice out of the sky. And it said, David, stop, go back home. You will find your little sister Joy in her bedroom and she will want you to pray with her to receive the same gift.
So when he walked in, what did you think?
He obeyed the Lord. He came back and sure enough found me in my bedroom crying. And he said, the Lord has sent me to pray for you to receive the same gift.
So what did he do?
Well, as soon as we began to pray for this gift, suddenly my parents came home, the back door, screen door closed. And he said, I know some place we can go. Some friends of mine will go to their house. So we began to walk about a mile up and down streets. I had never met these people before. And I was holding hands with my brother. We were very close. And I went into a trance-like state, an altered state, where I was disconnected from my surroundings. And I thought I was walking with Jesus, holding His hand.
You're holding your brother's hand,
though. Holding my brother's hand. My brother had to fill me in later on a lot of details that when this happened, mm-hmm. because I was not coherent of my natural surroundings as we walked. And in fact, when we did arrive at the home, he said, even though I was very shy, he said, I just went right between this couple, went between them, didn't say hi, just walked straight down the hall, turned left, went to their couch, knelt down before their couch, lifted my hands to the Lord, and suddenly the whole wall behind their couch disappeared. And it was like billowy clouds all around that I could just put my hands through.
I must ask you a question. Did you take drugs?
I've never taken any drugs in my life.
Were you
and
an
I've
alcoholic?
Never drank. I've never drank. I don't know what
okay.
alcohol tastes like.
All right,
like.
So tell me what's going on. All right, go
okay.
ahead.
And so I was completely unaware of my natural surroundings. It was as though I was caught up in another sphere, another realm, and just me and the Lord. And I saw Jesus. I saw His face. And His eyes were like the love of the whole universe. Of all of creation, all the love there ever had been was all embodied in His eyes. Just Him looking at me. He didn't speak a word. And I prayed, I said, Lord, I do love you so much, but...
Stop for a second. I want you to look in the camera and I want you to pray that people experience that same love that you experienced at that moment. Would you
yes,
do that?
Yes. The love of Jesus is so real. It's for every person, no matter what your background may be. I may have been raised in a pastor's home. Other people were not. The love of Jesus reaches out to anyone, anywhere, anyone who opens their heart. And thank you, Jesus, that that's your will to reach down to everyone who just opens and says, I receive from you because He's real. And that love that I felt, I said, Lord, I wish I had a way to express that love more to you. I wish I had a way to worship you. And in our church, we sang this old hymn. It said, oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise. I thought how wonderful that would be to have a thousand languages at my disposal that I could worship the Lord unexhaustively. And so suddenly I began to sing in this other language. People that know me know I can't sing. And my range is about this long, really little raspy voice. Suddenly, this loud, beautiful, like angelic song poured forth for me, and it was in this other beautiful language. And I was just, there was complete freedom to worship Him how I wanted the release to worship Him.
Would you do that for 1 second right now?
Sing?
A few seconds, yes, right now.
Singing the Lord, I
yes.
don't know.
In unknown languages.
Well.
Right now.
Thank you, Lord. Kuba bade surian tadara meshi anunomo. Ike me ando horia sukiela.
Do you know that as she sings that language, this is what happened. All of a sudden, she was praying for hours and hours in this language. And how much of the Bible were you reading after that experience?
Well, I did want to finish this one encounter with you, if I could. When I began to sing in that language for the first time ever, Jesus, I was seeing Jesus. He didn't speak a word, but He smiled when I began to sing in that other language, and He nodded approval to me. And that answered my question forever. I was raised with theologians who combated and said, we don't know if this can be from God. And He answered my question directly that, yes, this is a gift for me.
And the change in your life afterwards, what
yes.
was it?
I just couldn't get enough of the presence of God. And instead of just going over to the empty church building in the mornings to pray, I just wanted to go over there all the time and spend my time in the Word and in prayer. And 6 days later, my dad accosted me about my strange behavior on the back steps of our house. He said, Joy, did your brother David give you those tongues?
And what did you say?
I said, no, Daddy, David didn't give me the tongues. And he said, oh, good, I'm so relieved.
So who gave them to you?
Well, he said, I'm so relieved. You've been acting so strange. You just want to stay at the church all the time and you won't watch TV with the family. I was just real worried about you. I said, Dad, David didn't give me the tongues, but Jesus did.
How would you like Jesus to give you this supernatural gift? Don't go away. We'll be right back after this. Hello, Sid Roth, your investigative reporter here with Dr. James and Joanne Maloney. I'm going to tell you something. This supernatural language that bubbles up from within allows you to get into the invisible world. Your peanut brain doesn't know what's going on, but God knows everything. And by being able to pray in this supernatural language, you can literally bypass a lot of junk that goes on in your life. But in order to have this gift, you must have an experience with the living God. To have an experience, you must tell the living God that you're sorry for the sins that you have committed and believe that Jesus died for your sins. It sounds simple, it sounds cliche-ish, but it will change your life. It's better than religion. It's intimacy with God, what you were created for. If you will say this prayer with me and mean it to the best of your ability, God will give you a gift that is better than anything you ever imagined. His life within you, His peace within you, His purpose within you. Say this prayer out loud. Dear God, say it right now with me. Dear God, I'm a sinner. Against you and you alone have I sinned. And I'm so sorry. I believe that Jesus died for my sins. And I believe His blood washes them away. And now that I am clean, say it with me, and now that I am clean, Jesus, come inside of me. Take over my life. I make you Lord of my life. Now, Joy Maloney, I want you to look into the camera and pray that they receive a power encounter with God where they praise God in that same unknown language, not the identical one, the one that God will give them, that you received.
Thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you that you're the creator of the universe and that you, just as you extend this free gift of salvation to every creature, every man, every woman and child, just as you extend this gift of knowing that we have eternal life in you, So you also extend this free gift of a supernatural language, the empowerment of your spirit to dwell in us and speak through us. Lord, I thank you that it's a free gift for all of God's children. And Lord, I pray that now the power of your spirit will go into these homes, wherever anybody is that is praying this prayer along with me right now, saying, Lord, I receive in faith this free gift, this baptism of the Holy Spirit and this prayer language, any language you want to give me, Lord, tongues and men of men and angels, Lord, that I would have the freedom to pray in your spirit. And I receive that gift in faith in Jesus' name. Amen. I believe it.
Right now, there's a sweetness of God just pouring into you right now. If you will, as a form of surrender, you know, someone puts a gun in your ribs, what do? How about to God? How about to God? As a form of surrender, tell him how much you love him with the language you speak, and then tell him how much you love him. Just go right into a language you've never been instructed in your mind. Tell me one more time, Jim, that you use this language.
Well, there's been, over the years, many, many accounts where I've had to really rely on the intervention of God and protection, ministry. But for my lovely wife, we've got a great son. He's 25 years of age. But when we were pastoring in the Commonwealth of Kentucky, we had some complications at his birth. And she just could not deliver my great big, son. As the doctor was working with her, there was something that had torn in her body. And so when the baby came out, they could not shut off the membrane that was pumping blood. And so I just watched, just instantly, just, her body just began to hemorrhage. And the doctor was screaming and saying, get him out, run him out, get him out. And as I was going out, I just sensed a boldness rise up within me, and I began to pray in the spirit, and I just stopped before they pushed me through the door, the nurses pushing me through the door, and I just took authority over that blood flow, and I just proclaimed and decreed that it would stop. And I remember as I was going out the door, the doctor was saying, this is the truth, no exaggeration, the doctor was saying, Sid, I'm experiencing something here, remember that? I'm seeing a miracle. And right there, had been torn out of her body, the hemorrhaging stopped right in front of him, and everything was put into place before his eyes. And I remember hearing him saying, I'm seeing
a
miracle.
What do you mean everything was put into place? What do you mean?
Explain it.
Well, there's a large artery that supplies blood to the baby, and it's supposed to shut down right at the time of birth. And instead, it kept pumping, spraying the doctor with blood. There again, I lost half of my blood in just a few moments of time. So there had been a lot of complications. I need not go into all those details, what caused all of this, medically speaking. But anyway, there was nothing. We were in a little tiny town of about 3,000 way back in the hills with no real medical things that they have now. And so it was a matter of life and death once again. And the emergency language that the Lord gave my husband to pray over me and to take authority over that situation.
If you hadn't prayed, would she have lived?
Personally, and my observation, no. I was the priest of our home. I had to take responsibility as the priest to stand in the gap for her because she was battling with the situation before her, losing half of her blood in a matter of just a few seconds. And when I took authority in the mighty name of Jesus, it just subsided. In other words, he just watched everything.
Well, I take authority right now, and I tell you this. I tell you God is real. I tell you God loves you. And I tell you, whether you ever speak in a language or not, isn't that you've not been instructed, it doesn't mean anything. What counts is intimacy with God. I tell you that if you will reach for God, reach into that visible realm, this is your moment. This is your second in history. Your life will never be the same. God, I must know you. Jesus, I make you my Savior and Lord. Jesus, come inside of me, become real. I need you. 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 I need you.